right, what's up, bro? We're back. Episode 5. EB here. My boy Paul P.
How's it going, man?
What's up, man? Hey, Lakers bounce back, dude. Let's go.
Lakers bounce back. Big bounce back. You know, I got to ask you. Okay, so a few episodes ago, we talked and we said, you know, we thought the Lakers were going to sweep this series. We thought they could have been in 4 or 5. Okay, we dropped that game one. I got to ask you, what's your take now? What's your take after seeing that big bounce back last night? What do you think? You still
because I did I said talk to me after game two. Remember I said, and then we bounce back. Yep. I don't like what I'm seeing from the bench. Not gonna like KCP and or Kuzma. He's got to show up. KCP. Yeah. I love that LeBron was yelling at him because I know KC's all in his head right now. KCP, he's got to start hitting shots.
Drummond had a great game.
Oh yeah, Drummond was amazing. AD and LeBron, obviously, that's how we're, like I said, we're going to have to be those who are going to be at the nearly perfect for us to keep advancing. And they were amazing. But I don't know. What do you think, man? Yeah. I mean,
I honestly, I like it. I like what I saw. I know in the last time game one, I was like, I don't like what I see. Yeah. I loved what I saw in game two because, you know, I was a little nervous. So AD comes into the game and he gets 2 quick fouls in like the first 3 minutes. One of them kicks the dude nuts. Yeah. How terrible is that? The refs like made the rules. You have to stay on the court. You had to take the free throws. Yeah, and you still can't sub out because it's not a dead ball situation. The guy's like can't even breathe. He's like his balls are in his throat. Poor dude. But like. AD, he got those 2 quick fouls like in the first 3 minutes of the game. Yeah. And I like how Frank didn't take him out. I think
I love any that, other man.
Game, Frank takes him out of the game. But no, he's
I love in, that, you know what, dude?
It's you figure it out now.
Phil Jackson used to do the same thing. He didn't take the guys out. Just like, yeah, exactly. Keep them in. They had playoffs, a great start. Him and LeBron had a great start. I love AD, 21 free throws? Dude, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Stick away from the fadeaways. Go to the hole, man. That's how you...
And he had a bunch of points in the paint. He was banging the boards with Drummond. Yeah, Drummond was getting so many putbacks.
Oh, Drummond was amazing, man. I talked shit about Drummond the last few games, but he came through. Yeah.
He came through. But what do you think, though?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What do you think about Chris Paul, the whole shoulder injury? You think it's a factor? It's like news? What is that?
Man, the last month or so, people are like, this guy is up for MVP. So obviously it's a huge factor for us. I feel bad for the guy because you want the best versus the best, and it's Chris Paul. He deserves to be in there. I felt bad for him. But it's obviously, if he can't be 100%, like 75%, it's a huge advantage for us. Unless this guy, Cameron Payne, he's been around the league.
We'll take it.
No, I mean, Cameron Payne's not going to play like that all series. That guy was on fire.
Dude. No way. He did hit some big threes. He hit a couple in the corner that were massive. But again, I think if this Chris Paul injury is like a more serious injury, I'm not worried. I actually think we just win out now. I think we come back home. We got two at Staples Center. I think after what I saw in game two, I think they just go on a run right now.
I think so too.
Figured it out. AD bounced back. I think he just goes ape shit in the next
game. Even with our 6,000 fans there, right?
Hey, you know what?
I know it's still going to be.
We'll take it.
Yeah. I think this is our first home playoff game since 2013. Pretty sure, man.
Is that? Wow.
Yeah, because last year was bubble. Last year was bubble and before that. Yeah. And then we weren't make the playoffs. So that's going to be great.
I didn't think about that.
I think Suns got a little they were pumped up game one. We said, hold on. We still got LeBron and AD.
We needed AD. And I saw the post-game interview with AD, and he talked about it himself again because he said he was excited to come back to LA. At least we have some fans there. And he said, he's like, I put so much pressure on myself. I knew I had to step up this game. If I didn't step up this game.
And you love it. And you love to see 0-2. It. And then, they're down the stretch, LeBron hit that big three. That's the dagger. AD was hitting big shots. LeBron, what I've been noticing, I know you said he doesn't also look right, which maybe he's not 100%, but what he's been doing is picking his spots, when to take over, when to save his, you know what I mean? Have you been noticing that?
I thought it was interesting. You bring up a good point. I thought it was interesting at the end of the game last night. I think there was like 4 seconds left and the Suns were inbounding the ball. And like LeBron was still drawing up a defensive play. Like they can't get a 7-point play.
I know, but you still love the leadership. You still love like I said earlier, what he yelling at KCP, dude, you love leadership. So
definitely.
We'll win the next. You think so? We'll stick to Lakers in 5, right? I'll stick to Lakers in 5.
I'll stick to it. I'll stick by it. I'll stand by it. We got that. Hey, we knew we were going to have to drop one. We dropped the first one. Now we win four in a row. We're good.
I think LeBron always loses the first game just to feel like the other team to. Okay.
They talked about that so many times last night, how LeBron has never gone down in his entire career. He's never gone down 0-2 in the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, my God. Well,
never happened.
Should have hammered the Lakers. What the hell are we doing?
I know. You know what? And we had somebody on our Instagram actually said that. I don't know who it was. Somebody said, like, oh, lock of the century. Like, Lakers cover and money line easily. And, hey.
It wasn't easy because we let the Suns back in it. But
it did get a little closer at the end. But then I think when Chris Paul on the court and him not playing 100%, I think that just
opened it's a huge game changer.
All right. So what are you calling tomorrow night? Tonight, Thursday night in Los Angeles. What's the line?
I haven't looked yet. What are you calling? Oh, man. I swear I haven't looked. Let's see. So they were favored by two.
They were favored by two in game two.
In Phoenix. So now we're back home, game three. I'm going to say five.
Not far. It's seven.
Seven.
Over under 211.
Ooh, back at game three. Okay. Are they... Obviously,
Lakers minus seven.
Lakers minus seven. It depends on Chris Paul. Oh no, I kind of like it. I kind of like it.
Let's see. Lakers minus 300. Suns plus 250. Opened it over under 211. It's now at 210.5. So
yeah, I don't see us losing. I think the stars are locked in now. Only thing is, it was a huge win. So are they going to be like now? Are they going to be complacent now and be like, okay, we're back where we wanted, and then if we lose, then be like, okay, I have to be better again. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think we saw that fire in LeBron's eye at the end of that game, and I think they're locked in now. I think they're locked in.
I think
they take it. Hey, you know what? We got to talk about the other Los Angeles basketball team in the playoffs, man. They're the ones in trouble.
Luka Doncic, bro. This guy's unbelievable.
They are the ones in trouble.
Playoff Pete? Come on, bro.
Clippers, are you pressing the panic button for the Clippers right now?
Dude, they're frauds, bro. I do feel bad for their fans if there's any Clippers fans out
Clipper
there.
Clipper Daryl, bro. Clipper Daryl.
Yeah, but didn't he switch sides a couple of years ago going back to, I don't know.
My theory is, and I don't mean to, like, you know, knock on all the Clipper fans, but it's like, are there really Clipper fans? I don't know. Is that a real thing?
When there was, like, the Lob City, but then – I don't know.
That lasted for a minute, and then the Microsoft guy, what, Ballmer, he came in just screaming his head off, and everybody was hyped up, and that lasted for one season, and then they realized, oh shit, we're still the Clippers. Like,
I know, and I can't really blame Paul George and Leonard. They both got theirs, but they're role players. I mean, right, dude, you're throwing out Reggie Jackson out there, the Morris twin. They're playing Kennard $64 million, and he's not even seeing the floor.
That's what happens when you have a lot of money, you don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, you know? And you rely on your stars, which they're coming through, but you can't. And that's also happens when you can't stop Luka. Luka's unbelievable.
He's a beast, dude.
He's only 22, he's a beast. Dude.
He's I think the name of the playoffs right now. He's taking that series over, and the future is bright for that kid, man.
So I don't. If you lose the first two at home, and now you're going to Dallas with, you know, they got full capacity. So,
yep,
they're not going to win two in Dallas, right? So it's going to be 3-1, and then they're going to.
I think
same old story for the Clippers, bro. But I like how they avoided us at the end, so they went up to play his first round, and now they can't even get past Dallas, bro.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It works to our favor does it work to our favor?
Because I think because we
don't want to face Luka.
No, we don't. But I think we. Everyone says we want to avoid the Clippers because they match up well with us. That's always been the thing. But are they really going to beat us in a 7-game series?
I don't see it. I don't see it at all. But hey, crazy. Again, we always say crazier things have happened. I don't see it. It's just Luka does scare me. I don't really want to face Luka at the rate he's going right now.
But yeah,
we'll see what happens. I mean, that's what makes the playoffs the best. You know, that's what makes the playoffs the best part of all sports. It's like,
I love Knicks got anything a bounce goes. Back win. I love seeing them Garden rocking, dude. That's not even the full capacity yet.
So I got they're showing actually the highlights right now. I'm watching the highlights as we speak, and they're showing that Knicks game. And I like oh, what's his name? Trae Young. I don't know. He was talking a lot of trash in game one.
Yeah.
At the end of game one, and now did you see the fans just giving him just?
Oh my gosh! I know.
Business today.
Yeah. And my boy, our boy Julius Randle, he had a bad first, actually almost two games, but he took over in the fourth, so it was good to see.
I like seeing D Rose, man. I used to love D Rose. Anytime I see D Rose win a playoff game or still be out there balling, man. I gotta respect that guy.
That's a series that will go seven, I think. Imagine game seven in New York, bro. Let's go.
It's gonna be a great. I think that's gonna be a good series.
And there's some brutal series. Nets will sweep. Bucks look like. I mean, let's Heat turn it around. Bucks should sweep. I think.
The Nuggets Blazers will be a good series.
That'll be good. Sixers will probably sweep unless we get Westbrook or Westbrook got typical Philly fans, bro. You see Westbrook get popcorn thrown at him.
Yeah,
Philly fans, bro.
I love it.
Oh, you love it.
They booed Santa Claus, dude. Come on, they booed Santa Claus in that Philly Eagles game. Remember that on Christmas Day, years ago?
I know, dude. Philly
fans throw balls at Santa Claus.
You can't be throwing guys at whatever, but I'm not surprised. It is Philly fans, so
Philly. Now they got Stephen A. I'm going to go with Stephen A. Smith. But the Jazz tied it up tonight. That was a huge game. What was the over-under in that game? Because
I'm not even sure, but they should tie it up. They're the number one seed, you know?
Very true, but
Memphis isn't messing around. I know.
The over-under was 220 in that game. It closed at 220. In regulation, no overtime. Final score 141-129. Did you take the over?
220.
Shit. Jesus.
You know, knowing that score, yeah, I had the under, bro.
Who went off? Let's see. Who went off?
Donovan Mitchell came back tonight, so that's obviously.
Mitchell had 25. Morant had 47.
Morant 47.
Had 47. It was if 15 getting, from 26 field goal.
If they're getting 47
free throws,
but they're getting 47 from Morant and they're losing by how much do they lose by?
141-129.
If they're losing by 12 with Morant scoring that much, yeah. All right, that's enough NBA. Let's talk about this two game series with Houston. All right, Kershaw,
a little teaser, it's a teaser.
Kershaw, amazing. Let's go. Let's start with that. Let's start with the good. The guy, his longest outing since 2018, bro. That's good.
He stepped up. It was good to see, too, because he needs a big game under his belt. Everybody knows the whole Kershaw October thing, and we get it. This was a big game. This had a lot of implications, not even in the standings, because, hey, whatever. We're only still chasing Padres by, what, one game still?
Well, yeah.
We don't even care about the Astros in our division. Doesn't really matter, but we want to obviously beat them because we just hate them and they're pieces of crap.
And it was great to see how they said there was like at least 15,000 Dodger fans there out of the 40,000 that was there.
Did you see the videos of that Pantone group, the Dodger group, coming down the street? They had a meetup, and actually we looked into it at work. Uh-huh. We were talking about it because a girl I work with is a Dodger fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was saying that she saw that it was like $35 to get into this meetup pregame for Dodger fans, and it was like all you can eat buffet. Like, I think you got like two or three free drinks. So you know that everybody just partied before that first game,
man.
And they showed the video of them all walking down the street to the stadium, just going nuts. That's
amazing, dude. I love to see
it. Good vibe.
I'd love to see it. Wasn't there an inflatable garbage can? Someone had.
I did see somebody have a trash can. I saw them just chanting cheaters the entire time. But you know what? As great as that game was, tonight's game annoyed me because Altuve went yard and then
I totally agree. When you see those guys go yard, you're just like, God damn it.
And I thought they should have taken Bauer out because you know what?
He couldn't find the strike zone today, but he did get out of that jam. He settled down a little bit.
Yeah.
And who gave up the run? Oh, Nate Jones screwed it up for us, right?
Jones and yeah. But it was that inning. I think Bauer came out and the first batter went real deep. I thought it was actually gone off the bat, but it was warning track power and Mookie gloved it. And I was like,
oh, dude, I know the camera angle. Then, I was like, that's gone.
Gurriel hit into the shift. He hit past the shift at second base. And the minute that happened, I knew they should have taken Bauer out right then and there.
And then is that when Correa hit the homer, I think?
Yeah.
I don't know. But you're never going to win a game when you only we only had three hits tonight. And then Pujols, he usually comes up in a big spot. He had a decent at bat, just couldn't. Obviously,
but, you know, hey, we split the series over there. Split. They still got to come here in August, so
I can't wait for that. We still have won 12-14, 8-10. Dodgers will be fine. Let's sweep the Giants again this weekend, right?
I'm not down. Let's do it.
Anything else from that? That, like you said, I mean, it was good to see Dodger fans. We're still at the beginning of the season. I mean, I would like to sweep, but doesn't really. We're still the champs last year, so.
Yeah, we got a good home stand coming up. We got Giants at home. Uh-huh. We got Cardinals at home, and then we go to Atlanta, and then we actually have some easier games after that. Scheduled ease up a little. We're at Pittsburgh. Okay. I mean, if we don't sweep that series,
And guess who's back? Hey, guess who's back? Saturday, Belly. Bro, Belly, and then McKinstry. I think Sunday. We're getting healthy. Let's go, bro.
We'll be good. We've got the Pirates and then the Rangers after that. So,
So we'll see how
San Diego keeps on winning, man. Let's see.
When do we play them again, man?
They won again tonight in 10 innings. They beat the Brewers.
And I think Giants keep winning too, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the thing. We expected this. We knew the West was going to, it was not going to be a cakewalk. We expected the Padres to be strong this year. We knew this was going to happen.
Just throw out the Rockies and Diamondbacks. Just, we knew it would be like, we didn't know Giants would start this hot, but
we didn't. And the question will be, can the Giants hang on? Can the Giants really go wire to wire like this? Are they going to be able to hang with us in the Padres? Time will tell. I don't think they're going to, but yeah. You know, let's see. We're tied with them right now. We're both 1.5 back of the Padres, but I believe that Giant game went final 5-4. They beat the Diamondbacks. So
okay. So the thing with us getting healthier, and I know we're playing Pujols a lot. What's going to happen with Bellinger? Bellinger's probably going to play center field, right?
I think so. Okay, that's a great question. This is the question that I brought up, I think, when we got Pujols.
Yeah,
great story. Love Pujols.
Made sense because
where is he going to play? And he said one of the reasons why he wanted to leave.
It's because he wanted to play more.
He wanted to play more.
We're giving up.
And when we're healthy, I don't know where he's going to play. So
I know. So it's not like he's doing that well, right? He started up okay, but he's batting under 200 now.
He made a great play at first base this year that I didn't actually think he was going to get to. That ball, it was a foul ball over his shoulder, and he showed a little.
Oh, I know. He was even laughing about it. So the thing is, the players are already talking about how much of a leader he is. But if he's going to start, if he's not going to be playing in the lineup as much, do you think he's going to be like, oh, I don't care, we're winning, I might be around, or like, or does he just want to be a leader? Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's a win-win situation. He wasn't going to win in Anaheim. Let's face it. Yeah. He comes to the Dodgers. He wants to get one more title under his belt maybe before he hangs it up. And here's the best part. How much are we paying him? $460,000? Like,
no, I know. Yeah.
Come on, dude.
It's amazing. Yeah, he's not going to win in Anaheim, but Ohtani is. How about Ohtani? How many bombs now? 14?
Yeah, he's legit, dude. And, you know, I'm going to say, like, I don't even remember when it was. It was a handful of years ago. A couple of years before he even came to the Major League Baseball, I was randomly watching like a news thing. Like, I think it was like actually 60 Minutes or something on TV. And they actually went over to Japan to interview him. Uh-huh. And they talked about how like he was the modern day Babe Ruth then, how he can like hit and pitch and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget. I told people, like, cause I remember watching that. I told my friends or I told random people, I was like, dude, no, wait, when this guy gets here, watch, he's going to go to the American League. He's going to play every day. He's going to hit and he's going to pitch.
Yeah,
and like nobody believed.
And nobody believed. Yeah, I didn't believe it. And then now he's gonna pitch. He's gonna pitch today, tomorrow, and throw 100. And in that one game he played right field. This guy's unbelievable, man.
He might be the leader in the MVP right now for the American League.
There's no way that guy stays this whole career in the Angels, right? Got to get that guy in the Yankees.
I don't know, but I mean, he's got to stay in the American League at this point. Until the National League brings the DH, he's got to stay in the American League.
Which the DH rules might change. Isn't that changing soon?
They keep talking about it.
Do you care on that?
I think it is kind of stupid. Some people think it's
stupid. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, why does one side have it and the other side doesn't?
Oh, no, that's what I always thought. Yeah, exactly. But then going back to the unwritten rules from the last cast, someone's gonna be like, no, there should always be a pitcher hitting. And
if you get a chance, there's an amazing documentary. I think it's like a short documentary ESPN did. It's only like 10 or 15 minutes long about how the DH came into existence and how literally they took a vote amongst all these general managers and owners. And one guy missed the vote and he was the deciding vote. And like, he did not go to vote. And that's how it passed by one vote. So it's an interesting story if you get a chance to check it out.
I'll check that out. It's helped a lot of careers. Freaking Big Poppy. I think I would be nobody without the DH.
But I mean, if you're a pitcher, where would you want to pitch? In the National League, face eight batters and a pitcher, or in the American League and face eight batters and one guy that's just there to crush them all?
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, you could go on and we could go back and forth, DH, not DH.
Yeah.
What other topics we got? I'm wearing my Falcons hat.
I was about to say, dude.
I had to throw it on with the Julio news. Obviously, it kind of sucks. But, I mean, Falcons, we already talked about this before. They already had a chance to win the Super Bowl. He played amazing that game. They still lost. Do you blame him wants to leave? No, I don't blame him.
I don't blame him. I think Matty Ice is on the decline of his career.
Yeah.
So...
If they could get someone for him, they have Pitts, Ridley, and another. Who's the other guy?
I like Ridley.
And the other guy is good too. So if they could get a first rounder which I thought they were going to trade him before the draft. That's why you do it, right?
They need help at other positions, I think, too. They've always had great wide receivers. They've always had a good, like, high-powered, pass offense. I think they need help at other positions.
Yeah, the reason they usually don't win because their defense always gets burnt. Their corners always suck.
When you give up a 24-point lead to the Patriots?
Yeah, no pass for us. But it's going to be interesting to see. How about this take where I heard I forget who said it. It's like, why – if you don't want Rodgers to leave, why don't you Packers go and get Julio? Find a way.
Actually, I saw that actually NFL Good Morning NFL or something.
And it was a great point.
I saw them talking about it.
Yeah, and I was like.
I saw them talking about that, and they said that. I agreed. I thought that was a great point. But
you know how fast he'll come back from Hawaii if he finds out?
he's partying with Miles Teller, dude.
The Whiplash, dude?
Come on, yep.
He is a legend, but.
Where do you think he's going to go? Where do you think Julio's going to go? You're a Julio guy. Where do you think he's going to land? Or what are some good options out there for him?
Well, the first rumor was Patriots, right? Because he wants to win, and him and Cam are boys, which is great. But then, do you want Cam throwing the way Cam was throwing the ball last year?
Are you going to win in New England? I mean, New England's not a place to go right now if you want to win. I don't think you got to play Buffalo twice, and Buffalo's the team in that division in my eyes. And I think
I want to go there. If I'm Julio and I have the pick, and I could just pick,
we'll play with Brady.
Brady, yeah. Mahomes.
Go play with Brady or Mahomes.
How about Wilson, bro?
Could you imagine him? Oh my God. Could you imagine Julio in KC?
There's not enough balls to throw around, but
that's true.
But still,
that's true.
It would be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be an insane offense. You still got Sammy Watkins. Oh.
I don't know. Who needs a receiver, man? It sucks. It's going to be weird not seeing him in a Falcons uniform.
We talked about this when Aaron Rodgers was available, who needs a quarterback? Almost, 28 teams in the league need a quarterback if Aaron Rodgers is available. Great I think point. When Julio Jones is available, like you're going to need a wide receiver, he's instantly going to go up to your number, like what, maybe 1/2, 1A wide receiver on most teams.
Yeah. Cowboys. That's another team. Obviously they're going to take him, and he had that Cowboys shirt on. But they're receiving. They don't need receivers.
They need help on the O-line.
They got Gallup. CD Lamb and
Cooper. CD Lamb's a beast.
Oh, I know.
They need help on the O-line. And actually, speaking of the Cowboys, good news. They said Dak said he's ready to go. He's ready.
That's amazing. I mean, he hope he's ready. We paid him a shit ton.
Yeah. And I want to see him back. I want to see him succeed. I think he's a good guy. I like watching him play. And
yeah,
I mean, not only because he was on my fantasy team this past year and just completely destroyed me with that injury.
But... Oh yeah, dude. And what else? We posted on the Instagram, so it's gonna be full capacity everywhere, right? NFL.
There's two stadiums that are still in discussions, but I think it'll happen before the season starts.
What are they waiting for?
I don't know. It's weird too. It's Denver and Indy. Like, well, why those two? What's going on? Apparently, they said they're still in negotiations with.
You would think the last two would be LA. The way you have
seriously, seriously.
Oh man, we'll see where Julio goes.
But
what else we got? What else is we got to talk about, man?
I don't know, man. There's
my boy. Okay, you going back? You know I'm not a Bryson guy, and I love Brooks. Oh, how amazing was that, bro?
I love it. Did you see the new thing today with the Aaron Rodgers thing? Speaking of Rodgers,
So it's Rodgers and
it's
Bryson.
It's Phil and Brady. And Bryson and Rodgers.
Another people were saying, how come they didn't do Brooks? And
what Brooks tweet at Aaron Rodgers? He's like, sorry, bro.
Yeah, that was. But dude, people want to see Brooks and someone against Bryson and another guy.
I want to see them do like a match skins game, like $1,000 a hole. And I want to see. I at this point, I actually want to see them in an octagon or something, because I love the shit talking, and I actually think this is real.
It's real.
There's no jokes involved in this whatsoever. No. The distaste that Brooks has in his mouth for Bryson.
A lot of golfers feel that way about the guy, about Bryson. But no, for sure, Brooks.
The scientist.
And if they don't, me and Legend Rick were talking that if they don't put them in the first two pairings of the US Open, golf's got it all wrong. You got to put those guys in the same group, right? When's the US Open? A couple weeks from now, 3 weeks?
It's middle of June, I think, a couple weeks from now. And actually, you know what I'm thinking?
They don't get to choose, right? It's at Torrey Pines. Yeah.
It is at Torrey Pines. Which I can't wait to talk about.
Dude, Phil might.
We have a little preview.
Is it going to repeat?
Phil's home course.
I know, yeah. But
Phil's home course. And actually, I'm thinking, you know what? What else? This year's a Ryder Cup, isn't it?
I think so. Oh, so they're going to have to pretend that they like each other.
They both could be back on the Ryder Cup team together.
I would love both of them on it for sure. Let's see if golf gets it right. I know maybe the golfers have a choice, but if they don't pair them and make them the pairing Thursday and Friday, the first and second rounds.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's must watch. You know what? If you want to get eyes on it on the sport, that's must watch TV right there. Put them together. And then Brooks will complain about his slow play again, and Bryson's going to slow play on purpose. It's going to happen. And I don't know. Maybe they don't want it because they don't want Brooks to get off his game. Because he clearly can't stand being 2 feet from the guy. He sits so frustrated.
Yeah, I know, dude. When's the Jake Paul Mayweather fight? Let's just get a Brooks DeChambeau. I would rather watch that than the Jake Paul.
I agree.
Mayweather's gonna win easy.
Promo boxing things, I think, are just getting a little out of hand now. I think it's kind of getting ridiculous. When is this? I think that's this weekend, isn't it? I want to say.
Maybe next weekend. Mayweather's gonna win, and he's gonna get paid as he usually does. And good for Paul going from a YouTube guy star to being fighting against Mayweather. That's fucking amazing. But
yes, you think Mayweather wins that fight?
Do you think that he's gonna lose so they do a rematch and then? So he's not going to lose to him unless he, I don't know.
It's okay. So think about it this way. Mayweather is undefeated still. He's never lost a fight still, right?
Yeah.
Do you think like as a gag, like this is a big, huge thing, he loses his first fight to like a YouTube star? Like I just picture this storyline of being kind of stupid like that.
I don't know. It is boxing. So it doesn't even count. It doesn't even count towards his record.
Oh, it doesn't, because it's like amateur. Yeah, or something?
Yeah, so it doesn't even count.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not gonna watch it. Probably, I can't get behind it. I think it's kind of lame. But apparently, everybody loves it, dude. Everybody loves it. Who was the dude that just knocked out the UFC fighter in like the first round? What was that? Remember that fight?
Wasn't that the same fighter, Paul?
I think it was, or was his brother?
I
can't keep up with these.
I can't keep up with those two guys either. I can't
keep up with these social media kids, man. I can't. It's.
Yeah, I don't know, man. So what do we got this weekend? So Dodgers Giants, Champions League final game Saturday.
They're re-showing this, dude. What are they re-showing? Popcorn on Westbrook.
Bro, he had that Dude, he had the all-time hold me back. Dude, how many guys had to hold him back?
That's the thing. I thought he was hurt. Was he about to have another malice in the palace? Was he about to go Ron Artest, freaking meta world peace? If they let him go, he'd like, wow, come on, what are you thinking, dude?
Well, but you know, I mean, you know, you got seven guys holding you back. I don't think he would have. But I thought he hurt his knee. But adrenaline's all, I don't know.
To be completely honest, this shit is getting out of hand.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
No one be happy with popcorn being thrown on.
It's fine, dude. I mean, you know, there's some guys that would laugh about it and just like pick it up and like eat it and be like, thanks, bro.
T.O.? But then T.O., yeah. But he went into the stands in it. Yeah.
Get your popcorn ready, bro. And he had the cheerleader pom-poms. T.O.
on the Cowboys was amazing, man. Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure he plays flag football somewhere in L.A., I want to say. I've heard rumors that he plays flag football.
I know that he plays the L.A. Fitness, the one over Barham. I know that, or he used to.
I used to go to that gym, actually, yeah.
Did you ever? Well, you never played hoops.
Never played hoops. They never set foot in the gym, dude. I didn't. You don't want to.
You were on the elliptical or what, bro?
Just like a Phil Dunphy from Modern Family. But you mentioned Champions League final. That's this Saturday. Huge Champions League final. I think it's going to be a great game.
It's going to be a great game. I want Man City, right? And you want who? Chelsea? Or you don't care?
I don't have a dog in the fight. I prefer to see Chelsea. If they don't win it, it's not the end of the world. I don't really care for either team. To be honest, neither team is my team, but I'd prefer to see Chelsea.
Do I take the over? This isn't Benevento. Should I take the over?
Or under? Dude. So what's the over under is 2.5 goals.
Yeah.
Both teams so far to this point get into the final in the Champions League. So what is that? They had to play 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. This will be their 13th game.
Okay.
In the final.
Uh-huh.
Combined, they've given up 8 goals. Four each.
So
through all the way to this point.
Public's gonna be on the under. So what's that mean? You hammer the over, right?
Yeah. I think Chelsea, I said was like close to like plus 300. I actually think that is the smart bet. That's a smart bet. Because you know what? If they pull the upset, dude, they could win this game. I know Man City's the big favorite. You look on the paper, Man City is just stacked. They are stacked, their team. But I don't know, dude. Chelsea, I think on paper they might have a better defense. They don't score as many goals as Man City. But you know what? Chelsea has a history of they score one goal, they park the bus. And I think if they can get that first goal, I think you might see – an under, maybe 1-0
win
for Chelsea. I could see that happening if they get that first goal. But I mean, I think it's gonna be a closer game than people think.
Can we have our boy Pulisic score? That'd be awesome.
That's why I'm kind of pulling for Chelsea.
And then team. And Raheem Sterling on Man City. If I just want both those guys score, I'm happy. And then we'll see.
I'm kind of pulling for Chelsea a little bit too because they got a couple of Italians on the team. You know me and my Italian. A couple of national players from the Italian team too are on Chelsea. They got Pulisic, so I don't know.
And the other thing I was going to ask you, so for these teams, you think Man City's more happy with winning Premier League or if they win the Champions League? It's because they're playing against other obviously the Premier League's huge for the English teams, obviously. Is that huge?
It is, but I mean, this is the Super Bowl.
This is against every
European soccer.
All the other, you know? Okay.
Yeah, this is the Super Bowl. You want to win this, and they won the Premier League, so they're going for the double, trying to win the Champions League and the Premier League because they didn't win the FA Cup. I'm pretty sure it went to who'd it go to? It wasn't them? Somebody else won it.
But this is what it's all about, right? Because it's the best. It's the best in Europe because they're playing together. Yeah.
This is the Super Bowl of European soccer, so should be good. I think it's gonna be a good game Saturday morning.
And then
morning,
Europa League, what do they call it? Shit-topa League. Manchester United, they lost, bro.
They lost. That was a crazy game, though.
Kyle's a huge fan.
A United fan.
He's diehard. Sorry, bro.
Is he still in Hawaii? Am I gonna pass him?
No, you just missed him.
Okay, we're like two planes.
And you're just gonna miss Rodgers too. I think he's probably on his way back because Julio's in Green Bay right now.
But no, Man United. I mean, that was a tough way to lose. I mean, they went to penalty kicks. They lost on penalty kicks 11-10 because their goalkeeper missed a penalty kick. I mean,
so that's what it comes down to. The goalkeeper has to shoot the last one.
Yeah. Once your outfielders pretty much take a penalty kick and it's still tied, they go to goalkeeper versus goalkeeper, take a penalty kick. And then if it's still tied after that, they basically start over. And that's what it came down to. De Gea missed his penalty kick.
Oh my gosh. Game over. But I mean, you can't, like you say, he's a goalie, so it doesn't.
Yeah, but some goalie. Actually, I just read an article in the game this Saturday, the Man City Chelsea final. They have actually already come out and said that Ederson, the goalkeeper for Man City, if it goes to penalty kicks, he will be one of the players to take a penalty kick. That because apparently they're saying like they trust his penalty kick.
Actually, I shouldn't say that. So. I can't say goalies aren't good. They fucking launched their goal kicks are actually amazing. So I can't say it. They're good kickers. But
so it's gonna be a great game this weekend. I think it's gonna be a great game. It's gonna be a great final. It's on a neutral field in Porto down in Portugal.
Give me a final score. What's the final score, dude?
You know what? I'm kind of pulling for Chelsea. I could see Chelsea maybe eking out a 1-0, but I think at the end of the day, Man City just has too much firepower. I think they have.
It's been their year, right? Yeah. I mean,
And this is their first final ever, so we'll see what happens if that pressure gets to them. Chelsea's been in two finals before; they've won one and lost one. So this is their third final. I think Man City just has too much firepower on the field. Their bench players,
So I think
Man City eventually pulls it off. I could see Man City maybe a 2-1 final. But again, I think it's going to be a defensive battle.
Plus 300 is the smart bet.
I think so. There's value to that bet. I think, you know, if it doesn't hit, it doesn't hit, but it could hit, you know. You never know in these finals.
I'm excited for that. Excited for NBA, NHL, and then obviously Dodgers, Giants. And you'll be in Hawaii sipping Mai Tais, dude.
Hey, somebody's got to do it, man. Somebody's got to do it. So.
Yeah, but I think you still have to wear your mask out there. Sorry, bro.
Damn it. I thought, didn't we discuss COVID was over? Come on, didn't we see the gallery at the PGA Championship? COVID's over.
That's true. So you'll be fine. But you still have to give a test like 24. Did you give them your results already?
I actually had to post it. I had to fill it out online. I had to go on to like the Travel Hawaii.
Could you imagine you're positive out of nowhere? You're like, that would have been.
Dude, I'd be retest me again. No, test again. Keep going. Do it again. Keep going.
All right, brother.
All right.
Have fun in Hawaii, man.
Thanks,
man. We'll talk Tuesday.
We'll talk.
We'll have a lot of shit to talk about. Yep. All right, man.
All right, man.
Later.
Out.